Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Dominguez on the 27th of March, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Shares of Facebook were down as much as 6% this Monday, after the Federal Trade Commission announced it is investigating the company's data practices in the wake of the Cambridge Analytica leak of 50 million users' information. The FTC takes very seriously recent press reports raising substantial concerns about the privacy practices of Facebook. So the FTC is confirming that it has an open non-public investigation into these practices, the agency said in a statement. Slack just updated its privacy policy and tools, and one of the changes may give some users a pause. Under the new rules, Slack customers who pay for certain premium services will be able to download all the data from their workspace, both public and private, apparently without informing members of the community. Which is to say, information from both private messages and room chats are fair game if the owner of the Slack wants it. Uber confirmed the sale of its Southeast Asia operations to Grab. The full terms are yet undisclosed, but it includes Uber Eats. Uber will take a 27.5% stake in the company, and its CEO will occupy a seat on Grab's board. The 500 Uber staff will also join Grab. In an email to employees, Uber CEO says that it has invested $700 million in the region, but that its stake in Grab will now be worth several billion dollars. GoPro announced recently a multi-year deal with Jabil that aims to put GoPro technology in everything from police body cameras to video conferencing solutions. Through this agreement, Jabil will produce GoPro's design and intellectual property for use in approved third-party devices. This is the first time GoPro is letting other manufacturers build products with GoPro parts. The products will not be branded GoPro at this time. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at onthismedia.com.